I think I've spoken before about what heart means in the Bible. It is a physical organ in one way, but you know, our spirit is in our body like heat is in water. And therefore, our spirit permeates our physical heart. And it's the place where the movements of our spirit have the strongest physical echo. And that's why, biblically, the heart is the place, you see, where there's direct access to God. There's no veil there. Now, we put veils there. But now, Jesus never did that. And so his human heart is the perfect embodiment and receptacle of the love of the Father and his return of that love. And that's why, as you heard in the preparation, the Lord started with St. Gertrude, but finally with St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, and said, look, tell the world, please, that I love them. We are so small with each other that pretty soon we think small thoughts of God. And so God's generosity, God's love, the power of love, we forget it. And the Lord comes time after time after time in someone to remind us. So I say it was St. Gertrude. And then in an awful time in Europe where the Western Church was still centered, it was this thing of Jansenism. And you've probably seen crosses like that where our Lord's arm, instead of being out like this or up like this, and that's supposed to signify he didn't die for all, he died for some. It's a terrible thought. Am I among the some or not? You know? And that's why the church says, no, you put that cross out like this. This is who Jesus is. He died for everybody. And he loves everybody. And the Lord wants us to know that. And so, even when we've blown it, even when we, you know, and we ask forgiveness, we've got it. And so we shouldn't take the blood of the Lord lightly and go around beating ourselves up. Because if we learn this love, we'll learn to give it away. We'll get the idea. And so this is why the church takes this text today for this cycle A, the B and the C too, but for A, we have this text from Matthew. I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For though you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you reveal them to little ones. Thomas Aquinas was a little one. King Louis of France, the king, the saint, was a little one. It's true, it's harder when you got a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of clout, a lot of reputation, a lot of money, a lot of learning. It's harder to qualify, but not impossible. Remember when Peter said to Jesus, well, I mean, if that's the way it is with the rich, who's going to get saved, remember? And Jesus said, look, everything's possible with God. Don't worry about that. And so, you see, revealed means what? An initiative from God's side. Not only would we never know these things if the Lord doesn't reveal them, but we forget these things. So he reveals them again. which is this whole feast. He reveals them all over again. Don't you understand? I love you. The only way you're going to change is to know how much I love you. It's the only way you're going to change. So why don't you listen to me, believe me, and let that grow in you. Because that's the only way you're going to change. And so he's praising the Father, you know, because of those who are willing. We just heard the other day somewhere, at our session on Saturday, when Therese said, I'm so glad I found another sin, another fault. I got something else I can bring to the Lord. You know, please fix this too, please. That's like a normal Christian. She's a doctor of the church. In other words, her teaching is suitable for every member of the body of Christ. That's the way you wanted it, Father. And then, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. Nothing escapes me. I have authority over everything. And I'm here to forgive you, to build you up, to win you over. No one knows the Son except the Father. That's that mystery. That's that mystery. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nobody gets that. You see? That way, that who the Son really is, but his own Father, who generated him from all eternity. And then, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Line up. Reveal. That means the action is from Jesus' side, not my side. Do you understand? We got to get to know God. So cut your carrots at 45 degrees angles, sit on the floor and breathe deep, and say Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om, or whatever you want to say. That's all you trying to catch God. That's not the way it happens. You receive a gift, revelation. I want you to know me. I go to a lot of trouble so that you'll know me. I died, I rose, I leave remembrances of all that right here every day. I come to you in this Eucharist with that whole act of love that in which I'm fixed forever is right here with you. Anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Now that's us, isn't it? Of course it's us. Look what he's done for us. None of us has the brains to be here praising God, receiving the body and blood of the Lord, listening to his word. Not one of us. We're here because the Holy Spirit brought us here. Because the Son wishes to reveal the Father. The greatest thing he has in his heart is that we will know the Father. Because when that happens, it's over. No matter what else happens, if you don't lose that, you have peace. Because there's nothing beyond the Father. And when you see him and know him and see how utterly reliable he is, there's not the shadow of any deceit in him. You can just give yourself to him. And that's what the Son wants to reveal. And that's why he comes and says, okay, now, you're working hard, trying to get holy. Great, good idea. But look, come to me. Come to me. You see, learn from me that I'm humble, I'm meek, and you'll have rest. And the rest comes from knowing the Father.